I know I'm not much of a talker, my wife's a big talker.
Is that right?
Well, tell you, I didn't think I was ever going to get through with that interview. I thought I was going to be there a week with that woman. Oh, me. Oh, yeah, talking about food and all, this is something that's grown in some parts of Arkansas, you know, in these flooded fields.
Right.
Is any of that grown in this area? Don't have that. Is that mostly in the eastern part of the state?
See, they have to have reasonable level of land and plenty of water. Our water, well, our land first, but wouldn't be adapted to.
Right. I see. You know, I saw the first rice I'd ever seen growing when I came into Arkansas. Never seen any growing before. I knew it grew in Louisiana, but I wasn't aware that it grew in Arkansas, too.
Yeah, Arkansas is one of the big states in that rice production.
I didn't know what in the world that was. I looked over the side of the road, you know, I saw this. What in the world is all that water doing on that field? What in the world is this, Dan? Big rain or what?
There's something interesting about rice. Now, when they first started growing rice over in the east, in Carolina, they cultivated, planted right out in the field and cultivated. I've seen a picture of them cut. But they quit that and started using water. Now, those over in the east didn't use water. I don't know what. I've wondered a lot of times. I've been wanting to get a hold of me some rice seed and see if I could grow it, you know, on the highway.
Well, I've never heard of that before. The only thing, I don't know anything about growing rice, but I had always thought of it as growing in these flooded fields. Mm-hmm. I didn't know that. I wonder if you say they got away from that.
Yeah. I don't hear of any rice being grown over there in the Carolinas now.
No, I don't
either. They could still be growing. Now, there's a lot of wild rice up north. It comes up in those lakes. I know they go in there in boats and harvest it. Of course, they have to get a pretty big price for it to make it pay off.
Let me ask you this. Say if your wife's got something cooking in the kitchen and it makes a good impression on your nose, you might say, just...
That's sure smells good.
Or say if, you know, this stuff that we were talking about, pancakes, people like to pour on their pancakes.
Sure.
Is there something like syrup, but called something a little different than that?
Well, there's two or three kinds of syrup. You know, you have your maple syrup made from maple trees, and you have your sorghum syrup, which is made from sorghums, and then you have your cane syrup, ribbon cane syrup, that's made from this cane syrup.
Tell me about this. I've heard people talk about these pits or something like that out in the field where it's something to do with sorghum. You know about anything like that? It smells, you know, kind of peculiar. Do you have any idea what I'm talking about?
No.
Just, well, I was just curious about that, if you knew anything about it. Some kind of pit or something where something was being done to the sorghum. I don't know if it had to do with the harvesting or